is a gentleman who's had, well, to say the very least, a very good week. At least I would say that, and I've covered Vivek Ramaswamy, Ohio entrepreneur and woke, anti-woke crusader. How are you, sir? Welcome to the Simon Conway Show. So glad to talk to you again.
Doing great. It's great to be back. How are you?
I'm good, but I think you're better. I took a look at the latest poll today that's out. You're running in third place. That's, I think, the third straight poll where you're just behind Ron DeSantis. It looks like there is some erosion going on, at least in one of those major polls of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And you had a very good weekend, of course, between Des Moines and West Palm Beach. What's the secret sauce?
Well, look, I think the secret sauce is speak the truth and do it without apology. And I think that that's what we're doing throughout this entire campaign, is speaking the hard truth that other people are unwilling to or unable to say. And I think part of what we're doing is also I'm offering very specific solutions on how we're going to address some of the problems that Republicans have been talking about for a long time. Shutting down the administrative state, exactly how we do it. Declaring independence from communist China, exactly how we do it. Revive national pride amongst young Americans, growing the economy. And so I do think that this specificity is something that I think many voters are hungry for, especially in our base. But one of the things that I'm also seeing is that, you know, I think it takes an outsider to be able to speak the truth as unsparingly as I am. And I think that's something that's really landing with the voters, and we're grateful for the lift that we've seen.
GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy joining us this hour on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line on the Simon Conway Show. You're making news. I mean, that's the thing. You are 37 years old. You are the only millennial Republican running. That's something to say in and of itself. That makes news. But every day you're making headlines. Today you're making headlines by, I think, polling from the very successful Donald Trump page of strategy, where in his campaign, you know, he announced during that campaign what kind of judges, what kind of justices he would have on the Supreme Court. And he drew from the Federalist Society. You've done something similar, have you not?
I did. I think it's important to be transparent with voters about exactly what it is we're going to do in office. And so as I am with my policy proposals, I wanted to begin to be very specific with personnel and with appointments as well. So I laid out the first wave of likely judicial appointments, both for the Supreme Court and for appellate courts, which are also very important. This has actually been in the works for months. We have carefully vetted that. I have been taking advice from a number of outside conservative legal groups, law professors, internal team vetting. But I'm really serious about actually translating a lot of our policy vision. And I'm not going to be in a position to do that, shutting down administrative agencies. One of the things that's often cited is that there are legal obstacles to doing it. Well, I believe the U.S. president can take certain steps to shut down the U.S. Department of Education or cut over 90% of the employees in the U.S. Federal Reserve. But these ideas will be contested and sorted out in the Supreme Court. So I thought it was very important for me to let the voters know, here's exactly not only who they're going to get in me, but who they're going to get in their federal judges. And that's the first step of further transparency we're going to provide in what my other appointments will look like, in what my other day one actions will look like. And I do think that that's, again, part of what I think is driving our, frankly, surge in the polls. It's been a vertical rise in the last several weeks. But I think a part of that has been driven by now I've introduced myself as an individual. People know my story. I've lived the American dream. But now, as we're really digging into the specifics, I can really see our base responding. And I'm grateful for that, but I still think we're just getting warmed up.
You have some very interesting names on this list, but I want to get to the name you don't have on here, and that is one Judge Stephen Colleton, who just turned 54 this year. He is a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. He is also from Iowa. He has definitely made some headlines. He's been very active as a judge. He typically rules on the conservative side, but he has a bit of a mixed record when it comes to things like the Second Amendment. I know there are a lot of quality jurists out there. There are a lot of bad jurists out there, too. But why was Stephen Colleton omitted from this list? I know that former President Donald Trump had him on the short list years ago.
Well, look, I think that there are outstanding jurists and judges who are not on a short list for being on the U.S. Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's, just because someone doesn't appear on my very short list of Supreme Court potential nominees doesn't mean that they're a bad judge or that there's something wrong with them. But the criteria I used for this particular list was an originalist understanding of the Constitution, but with an understanding of the unique threats in the 21st century. And that's how we put our list together.
Very good. We'll have to leave it there. There's so much more to talk about. But again, an outstanding week by all accounts and very interesting headline making again today. Good luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you. We're just getting warmed up.
You
appreciate
bet. Vivek Ramaswamy joining us on this edition of the Simon Conway Show with yours truly, Matt Kittle. More to come. Stay with us.
WHO Des Moines, an iHeartRadio station at KTRB 100.3 HD2 Des Moines. Listen on your free iHeartRadio app for all your music radio.